88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Ash Bullard. A couple of months ago, we were very happy to have Siobhan Buchanan, who came to the Cube studio in order to tell us about the March Break Art Camp, and that's at the Forman Art Gallery, located in the Bishop's University. Well, today she's back again, and she's going to be telling us about the Summer Art Camp. Siobhan is the coordinator and content developer of the Art Camp with Forman Art Gallery. Welcome.
Hi, Sylvia. Thanks for having me back.
So how did it go? How did the March Break Art Camp go?
Actually, after coming here and having our interview with you, we had tremendous success with the art camp and actually had a bit of a waiting list for a few of our
Wow, teams. That's great.
And some really lovely feedback from the parents, you know, as they came every evening to pick up their children and just saw how enthusiastic they were about their day. And so it was a really pleasant and successful experience, I think.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And now the summer art camp is lined up for when?
So we're actually offering an 8-week program this summer from June 23rd to August 15th. So parents can choose the weeks that they're interested in based on the themes that they think their kids might be most interested in. Or they can opt to join us for the entire summer.
Uh-huh. And how much does it cost?
Well, the first 2 weeks are shortened due to summer holidays. So they are 4-day weeks, and for that reason, we're offering them at a reduced price of $100. The weeks 3 to 8 are actually offered at $125. We offer extended care from the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for an extra cost of $5 per day.
Well, that's really quite reasonable. And what about programming?
Well, we have an exciting mix of programming. Of course, it's a bilingual arts camp.
That's a plus right there.
Yes, it's highly unique in the region. Mm-hmm, I don't think there's another camp quite like it in terms of being a bilingual art camp. So, a diverse mix of art. So we revisit a lot of the most popular tried and true programs. We've been offering our art camp since 2009. But we are also excited to offer kind of a new twist. A lot of our ideas. So maybe I can just take you through the weeks.
That would be terrific.
Okay, so week one, which is again a shortened week, we've titled Young Directors, and that's exactly what our campers will be. So we'll be examining the world of filmography, animation, comics. So we'll leave the week with our very own comic book and possibly a few short films that we've made. We'll examine the whole process from coming up with an idea to storyboarding to actually making the film. So some of these basic techniques our campers will be able to take with them at the end of the week and develop throughout their artistic careers as well as the end product.
That sounds so exciting. I wish I were a kid still. I would love to go to that. And what is the age group for that again?
6 to 12.
Okay.
So our second week of programming, we offer again, it repeats on week 7. So it's offered June 30th to July 4th and August 4th to August 8th. And this is called Treasures of the Past. And so far, it's one of our most popular in terms of the level of inscriptions that we've received. So we are examining the art of our ancient civilizations. So the people of Mesopotamia, the Mayans, the Incas, will travel through the art lab to Egypt. We'll visit the realm of the Greek gods. And in Egypt, we'll learn about the first female pharaoh, Queen Hatshepsut. Oh, how do I say that? Hatshepsut.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to say it. Sounds good.
And the boy king, King Tut. Mm-hmm. So there's something relatable about this young pharaoh that we'll kind of examine. And we'll look at some of the jewelry that was present in these pharaohs' lives and try and make our own. So jewelry making. And we'll also, when we visit the realm of the ancient Mayans, learn about Mayan art and make our very own ancient mural.
What a lot of imagination has gone into the preparation of this. Who comes up with all of these ideas?
Thank you. Well, on that subject, I do some of the programming. I work closely with the director, the interim director and curator of the museum, Karine Dijanova, who has great experience in animation at this age level. And we've also benefited from the support of the Eastern Townships Resource Center, who's given us enough support to have on our team for a short while an experiential learning placement intern from Bishop's University who helped us with the programming of week four. So maybe I can get...
Yes, tell us about week four.
So week four, July 14th to 18th, is a very exciting week where we look at the art of Canada's first peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has this very theatrical kind of focus where we make shadow puppets, mm-hmm. and we engage in a set design of our very own shadow theater.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have another particular artistic focus on storytelling, where we're inspired by the art of Norval Morisseau and Alex Janvier, and we create our own story blanket. So again, we really benefited from the ideas of our intern and worked as a team to kind of make that week happen in terms of programming.
I don't think the kids are going to be realizing the education that they're getting from this. They're going to be having so much fun.
I hope so. I can't wait to see them. I'll be there for the first week. And mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what it's like. And then weeks 3 and 8, which we skipped over a tiny bit, Da Vinci This, so far our most popular program in terms of inscriptions. So that's offered July 7th to 11th and August 11th to 15th. And this is where we explore the genius of famous artists from all over the world. So we look at Canadian artists like Jean-Paul Riofel here from Quebec and Emily Carr from the West Coast. And we also look at artists from different cultures like Hokusai and Frida Kahlo and Da Vinci. Look at the friendship between Emily Carr and her best friend Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be exploring that through a portrait making activity. And also creating an inventor's diary in the style of Leonardo da Vinci. So Leonardo da Vinci was a very particular kind of genius. He wrote in something called mirror hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only read it when you flip it. So we'll be trying to learn about mirror hand. But his diaries that he kept were just so crammed full of different things, like his writing, which was very particular, but also these vivid inventions that he just kind of dreamed up and then sketched, and they might just be beside the most wonderful and realistic artistic rendering of an arm. And you know, it was just such a strange melange, and we'll ask kids to kind of embrace that and make it themselves through this week-long project of keeping an inventor's diary.
Very amazing.
And just quickly, Wild Art Week 5, offered from July 21st to 25th. And this is where we practice the art of wilderness survival with an artistic twist on Bishop University's magnificent campus. So
yeah.
We'll do plein air painting.
Mm-hmm.
So with watercolors, we'll go outside and we'll draw what nature has to offer us terms of artistic
mm-hmm.
inspiration. And we'll also create a skyscape installation using all of our senses.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's some of the tried and true activities we've offered in the past that we've noticed mm-hmm. are animators who are highly trained in art and animation kind of kept track of which activities were most successful. So
mm-hmm.
we've incorporated those into this week and given them a new twist. And then lastly, the Magic Paintbrush Week 6 from July 28th to August 1st looks at how art improves our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been fortunate enough to offer an exhibit called Drawing from Our Experience, which has just closed in collaboration with graphic artist Joanne Lee, which explored mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we learned in our research, speaking to a professor at Bishop's University, Fuchsia Sirois,
mm-hmm.
is that there are certain simple practices that can make us feel really good in our daily lives. And one of them is keeping a gratitude journal. So just writing down 3 things a day that mm-hmm. we're grateful for, taking a moment to really experience that gratitude. Studies show that just keeping a gratitude diary for 2 weeks' time can give you health benefits for up to 6 months. We'll be asking our campers to keep one for 1 week. And of course, this will be done with an artistic turn, so
right.
illustrating our experience.
Well, all of the programming sounds wonderful. If I were a kid, I'd want to go. And if I had kids in that age group, I would send them, that's for sure, because I think it's very educational and fun. Is space limited?
We limit our space to 16 pupils per week, and we have two animators there, so we find that that's a very good ratio with this mixed age group in order to concentrate on the children's positive experience and really give them the attention they deserve when exploring new artistic techniques.
Okay, so now what should a parent do if they want their child enrolled in this?
Well, contact me until June 21st. We have enrollment open. So my phone number is 819-822-9600. My extension is 2279. And my email is artlab@ubishops.ca.
Sounds terrific. Good luck with it.
Thank you for having me here today. I can't wait to see what the summer brings.
We've been speaking with Siobhan Buchanan, coordinator and content developer of the Art Camp with Foreman Art Gallery at Bishop's University.